summer should be on the water, like we are this morning here in Fall River at the Tipsy Seagull. It's a Flex Friday, and the anticipation is building for the 9 o'clock hour in which Coach Wiggins will overcome his extreme irrational fear of motorboating.
Right.
old motorboat. Built for speed or comfort?
He will get on Outer Limits, which is a boat that can do and has done 180 miles per hour. And said Courtney will be his spiritual.
I'm such an afterthought. Guide. Like, if we die, I'm screwed. Literally, it's going to be Jermaine Wiggins dead on boat, and then I'll be a footnote. Be like, there filming was his friend Courtney.
Yeah, well, but let me say this. And no one would ever want to imagine this, but should the way in which you die be worse than the way in which Wiggy died, then you would be featured prominently.
Good point.
Radio host decapitated.
Right.
Football player chokes on a chicken wing. Like, those could be the two. Like, that would be the way. So it really depends on how you die in the boat.
Right. Or as Michael Scott would say, his kappa got detated.
I think you'll be fine. What do you think the fastest boat you've ever been on? Have you been on?
Yeah, our friend Max has a boat that hauls, and he usually goes from Falmouth to the Vineyard in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Really?
And he goes pretty fast, and I love it.
These ones, I am going, I think you're going to go with me. We're going to go to Newport for lunch in one of these boats today.
Wow.
Probably go to The Landing, one of my all-time favorite places in Newport. But I think you can probably get to Newport in how long? 10 minutes? 12, 15, something like that.
Wow. So is there no speed limit on the water then?
Not for you.
That's right.
You are former New England Patriot Jermaine.
All right.
It's like the Autobahn.
Yeah. I wish the roads were like that.
All right.
My biggest fear is that the bridge being right there, like, what if he's going to be good enough to go through
the
openings?
Yeah, I would hope so.
If he can't get through that, Courtney, we're both screwed.
Right. My real question, Greg, is does the meat pie make a sequel? Do we see it
during the trip? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because I don't have good sea legs.
Yeah,
that is the one.
That would
I
be
don't.
The last thing I
if
would recommend.
Throw up,
going on a boat.
I'm going to be upset.
Are you going to be upset?
I'm that type of person. If I hear somebody throwing up, if I see somebody throw up, I'm going to start gagging.
Yeah. Well, don't worry about it. Like I said, like I have control of my bladder and my bowels. I can control. I'll throw up, but I know when. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I can get to a bathroom. I can get to the side of the boat. I'm not just going to projectile all over you.
Based on how fast you're going, don't sit behind.
Oh, I know. I know. Like, no, I feel like he and I are going to be next to each other.
Did you bring an extra outfit?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't.
No.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
That'd be a real problem.
I bet Tipsy Seagull has some good merch.
You could just walk around Newport in this economy shirt.
All right. We are going to get to guest leads in about 15 minutes or so at 7:20. So I'm hoping that you brought a guest lead with you this morning on any topic. We'll get to that coming up. But right now, this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And where do you want to start today, Sean?
Well, Greg, it only makes sense that we begin with head coach of the New England Patriots, Jerod Mayo. He talked about Matthew Judon, their discussions, their conversations, and if he's going to be out at practice going forward.
I know a lot of questions today will be about, you know, Judon and things like that, but just so you guys know, my philosophy and our philosophy is to keep as much internal as possible. Had a great meeting with Judon, and we're all moving forward. I remember as a player, it's always a difficult time, right? It's always a difficult time when you go through contract negotiations and things like that. And in saying that, for the rest of the team, like, we're pushing forward. Fully expect Matthew to be out here today and participate in practice. But we're looking forward to getting better out here today. And honestly, we're a week away from playing football. I'll tell you this, first time head coach and first time in pads, I always remember what happened that day. And saying that, look, we had a conversation, I have a great relationship with Matthew, I have a great relationship with the players. But we're moving forward and we're trying to work better.
Well, that's the new policy, is keeping everything in house.
Wow.
It wasn't
so different.
Wasn't the policy a couple days ago? But so what do you
and
imagine?
That's been the policy for 20 years.
It was.
That's not the policy. That's not a new policy. Yeah. To call that a new policy is laughable.
What's that? The
keeping everything in house.
It's just the way he goes about saying it. Bill would never do that. You know, if they ask Bill about Judon, I'm just focused on the players that are on
players
the field.
That are here and the players that are present.
Yeah, that's yeah. Right.
I mean, I have they worked something out in your mind? I mean,
that sounds like a lot of politic talk right there. You know what I mean?
So
like,
you don't think that they came to some kind of an
agreement? I don't know. If they did, where is it?
Why wouldn't you announce it?
Yeah, like, look at Godchild. He came to an agreement, and boom, we all knew about it.
But I would just say this. When did Bill's approach work on a rebuilding team?
I mean, it hasn't.
I mean, we're using this example. The team isn't good, so players are trying to get their own cash, which is what the Patriots and every other team do. When the Patriots were really good, Judon would look like a dink bitching about his contract if they're about to win another Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be like the after the Cam Newton first year? Because that was technically a rebuild when Brady left.
They led the NFL with $200-plus million in free agent spending.
I guess maybe you're right.
I mean, they put a ton of money into that team.
Right.
So, I mean, I just think we don't know if Jerod Mayo is going to be good or if this will work. But to say everything with Bill worked, you have to put it into the context of what the team is right now.
Right.
They're just not that talented.
Well, you never give Bill any credit for building that. I mean, he was a part of building that.
Of course. So was Wiggy. So was Tom Brady. So was McGinnis.
Yes, it worked when he was building it, and he built it into something incredible.
Right. So, but, I mean, we'll it was supercharged.
We'll see if Jerod Mayo can do that.
Right. If Jacoby Brissett gets hurt in week two and the Drake May comes in and becomes the greatest quarterback of all time, I'll say you nailed it.
Yeah, is Jerod Mayo going to have them play in pads during the regular season?
Questionable.
Okay, I just wanted to ask.
Who plays? You know what I mean? Because after watching a little bit of last night's game, right, we didn't see C.J. Stroud. We didn't see Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Who do we see? Like, you know, even with Bill, we kind of had an idea. Like, maybe the ones that didn't play, do we?
So next week, there's a game next Thursday.
That would be so funny if they went into week one not wearing pads.
Not wearing pads. No, but you might see Bailey Zappe maybe, like as your starter next week.
I would love that.
No way.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, it's time for Hot Take Central because, you know, people thought the sky was falling when Drake May had two bad practices, and it has trickled into the national media as Colin Cowherd believes he might lose the job, not to Jacoby Brissett, but to somebody else. Here was Cowherd.
New England was never an offensive culture. It was briefly with Randy Moss. It was never an organization of offensive creativity. That's Kansas City. They don't know offense. It's a defensive culture. And they hired Jerod Mayo, who's Belichick. Mantras, terms, belief system. So this was always going to be the toughest lift for any of these quarterbacks. What does that tell you? That the six-round quarterback, Joe Milton, is going to probably win the job because he's the athlete. He's the bigger, stronger, faster, more dynamic athlete. And they don't have any at wide receiver, tight end, at running back. So when I read this story, my take is, yeah, Joe Milton will make plays.
Joe Milton.
That goes around.
This is what we're doing.
He's clueless.
Never has somebody had such a position of power and known less about the topic speak about. The Patriots were never an offensive team.
For like Brady's last 6 years, they were always top five in offense. What the hell was he?
They were number one in offensive EPA per play from 2011 to 2018. I believe that was post-Randy Moss. Curtis, you're the one with the good memory. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I believe that was, and I believe their last Super Bowl. What was the AFC Championship? Who did they play?
Oh, the Kansas City Chiefs.
And was that an offensive game in the second half?
That was.
I don't know. It was like 40 points scored or something?
And they might have been ranked.
I mean, is the impression nationally the Super Bowl that they won when they beat the Rams and it was all defense?
Of course.
Yeah.
It was a great defensive team.
Is that why they're getting this?
No, but they were still ranked one of the top 3 to 5 teams when it came to offense.
And Shime, the second to last Super Bowl they played in, that was pretty high scoring, I feel like, against the Eagles. I think
both teams in the 30s or something like that.
Yeah, anyway.
Didn't Tom Brady throw for like 500 yards?
I don't know how much it matters this season. Like, Mayo is, I don't know if you buy it or not, but Mayo is telling these guys already that they're going to be a run-heavy football team.
Right.
So, I mean.
Greg, it's interesting, you bring that up because we also have Jalen Polk saying exactly that.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be able to do it all. You know, we're not just a passing team. You know, Coach Mayo mentioned a couple of days ago on the team meeting, we will be a running team. So, you know, I feel like you don't have an offense if you don't have a run game. So, you know, we take that very seriously.
I get that, though.
Imagine Bill, how would he react to a guy who's out there informing everybody that they're going to be a run-heavy football
Well, you know, we're going through a lot of different offense.
This particular season.
I do think there's an element to Bill right now. Maybe he's on Nantucket. Who knows? Who is enjoying this a little bit.
Yeah, loving it.
Yeah.
But that's what we knew, though, right? We knew that's what this team was going to be.
I didn't know that. They went and spent the number three pick on a guy who can throw the football.
Yeah, but even though they spent that pick on that, didn't you think that they were going to run the football, play good defense, and try to make sure they eliminate as many mistakes from the quarterback?
I thought we were getting the next Josh Allen, so I would expect that we were going to
just air it out,
build the offense around the next Josh Allen.
Well, they're building.
John told me we were getting the next Josh Allen,
but they should take it slow.
Yeah, take it slow.
Can we just all agree though that Drake May should be getting reps with the ones this week? Like, what's the downside to it?
Nah, get it, Curtis. Preach.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it, Chime?
Well, I had one more if we have time, Greg.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Curtis has talked many times about how much he believes the New York Jets will be an absolute dumpster fire this year. Well, this was Garrett Wilson talking about him and Aaron Rodgers' heated exchange on the practice field just the other day.
I mean, he's vocalizing. He's pissed off. I know when we're getting our ass beat, I'm pissed off. You know, I may not vocalize it that way to the guys, but I'm pissed off too. So it's kind of a mutual feeling. It's like I'm glad he said something. And it's not personal. I don't think anyone in this building takes it that way. It's like, all right, this is our leader right here. Obviously, he's not happy with what we're doing. So it can be a reminder for some of the guys. I think when you're out here in these hot practices and day eight, some guys go into survival mode and they forget about the detail and the fact of the matter that you got to win the drill. And they kind of just try and do their, I don't know, I don't want to say that, but I think you'll understand what I'm saying.
Yep. I mean, Curtis has said many times he does not expect much from Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
So week one, the Jets are going to be 0-1. They open with the 49ers.
If he stays healthy, I think it's a good football team. I think it could
get derailed early. If they start out 0-2, 1-2, 1-3, I think that Aaron Rodgers has never taken accountability for a single thing in his life.
This is the hottest division in football, though, the AFC East. So who knows? I mean, you know, we've been doing the over and under for the Patriots, but when you think about
Charlie Weiss said otherwise.
Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah, but just think about the quarterbacks that are in this division.
No,
if Aaron Rodgers is healthy, which we all expect, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen,
Allen, Tua,
and I would say Miami, Tua, but more the weapons that they got.
Tua just got paid, so Mike McDaniel has all the faith in the world in Tua.
Yeah. All right. That is They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports from the Tipsy Seagull here in Fall River on a beautiful Flex Friday. If you're working anywhere today and you're not here, you're an idiot. It is gorgeous.
I agree.
The water is beautiful. The weather is beautiful. The bar opens up in about 45 minutes. Twiggy, you were asking about drinks. The Captain Crunch looks pretty good, and the Coconut Paloma. I know you're a coconut.
Ooh, yeah, I'm a coconut guy.
I like
8 o'clock is when the bar opens up. We're going to get to your guest leads coming up next, but right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Tecovas. Matt Judon participated in practice yesterday after a great meeting between he and Gerard Mayo. You just heard that audio about the two meeting. Everything seems all well and dandy.
Fences mended.
Yes. We also heard from Devon Godchow yesterday about his contract extension. That after that was announced, here's a bit of that.
Yeah, you know, my wife made me realize something. Every time you're not going to get what you want, but just always be grateful for it. So I'm grateful for her words. I'm grateful for my agent working it out with the Patriots, Elliot Wolf, Matt Groh. I'm glad we got something done. You know, every time you're not going to get what you want, but just be grateful for what you have. I mean, it's just, you know, just basically guaranteed money. You know, I'm, as we know, the position I play is very brutal, double teams all the time, you know, always getting hit. So, I mean, just wanted some guaranteed money. I'm glad we got it figured out and moving forward in the right direction.
The Red Sox are in Texas tonight to take on the Rangers. 8:05 first pitch with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 7:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Simone Biles made history winning her second individual all-around gold 8 years after her first. Suni Lee won a bronze in the all-around for the U.S. as well. Katie Ledecky won her 13th medal. She becomes the most decorated female swimmer ever with her relay silver. The medal count this morning, the U.S. still leads overall medals with 38, while China leads with gold 11, but the U.S. closing in on gold with 9. We've got U.S. women's soccer playing in the quarterfinals tomorrow at 9 a.m. against Japan, while the men are playing this morning at 9 a.m. in their own quarterfinals against Morocco. We've got men's basketball, who will take the court against Puerto Rico tomorrow at 11:15. And if you love cowboy boots like Wiggy, I know Wiggy loves them, you'll love this news. Tecovas is opening at Legacy Place. Find the finest handmade boots, Western apparel, and accessories. Join us August 9th through the 11th for complimentary drinks, live music, and free swag for the first 50 folks daily. Tecovas, don't go gently. And I will be there on the 9th, taking in all of the sights and sounds and hopefully getting myself a pair of boots.
Oh, all right.
I think, well, I want red ones.
Come hang out with Courtney on the 9th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, come say hi. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 75 degrees, sunny skies, gorgeous day here in Fall River, afternoon high in the 90s. Some fun, I can't control my brain.
Well, we're in the sun. We're not quite on an island, but we are on a floating barge of some sort at the Tipsy Seagull here in Fall River.
Name that movie.
On a Flex Friday. What film is that in?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What?
That song that just played.
Oh.
Can you name the band?
No. But the movie is Holiday in the Sun, Mary-Kate and Ashley. Very, very important movie from my childhood.
Right. Holiday in the Sun?
Yep. Yeah,
that's right. Weezer is the band.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Unbelievable. You guys are so great. South Coast, we love you. I don't know why we've never been here officially. Now we got to come every year. I love this.
This may be the most well-attended roadshow we've done.
You know what, Curtis? It might be. It really might be. Unbelievable you guys are here.
And Courtney has great friends.
I know. Friend Sarah, who's about to, she's 8 months pregnant, is here with her husband Tucker and her parents Frank and Ann. So
yeah.
Very nice of them to come from Rhode Island. But she is a trooper coming out this early, this pregnant.
Well, if anything happens, we have EMT standing by for Wiggy at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, so they'll be coming.
And all fake.
And me.
Yeah.
Isn't Kay Reed on her way, too? She's from around here, right?
I don't,
she's not from Fall River.
I don't think she's coming.
No. Karen Reed's not from out here?
This is a crowd I probably wouldn't bring up, you know, your feelings on Karen Reed.
We have been alerted that Outer Limits, the boat that Wiggy and Courtney will get on at 9, is on its way. So we'll arrive here a little bit after 8, and we'll get a chance for you to inspect the boat, Wiggy.
I'm driving.
Talk with, I don't know. And we're, speaking of shows, just a heads up, 1 week from today, Sam Adams is throwing a 5th birthday party for this radio show. So we will be at the Sam Adams, on the Sam Adams roof deck, tap room, Faneuil Hall. They have brewed a beer for us. Curtis named it based on some early predictions on how this show would do. I believe you named it sinkingship.com ale.
It's perfect.
Or lager. So
we'll have, last a week.
If you join us there next Friday, you will be able to go home with some limited edition, once in a lifetime cans of sinkingship.com lager. And we got all kinds of stuff. Great breakfast over there. Great guests. And so I hope you'll come out next Friday and celebrate 5 years of the show.
I'm really excited about one guest. I don't know if I can mention it, but a person that was very powerful and we haven't spoken to in a very long time.
Yes, we went through trying to look at like who we had on this show originally when we started 5 years ago. And one of those people will join us, and I think a couple others. So
I'm very excited.
Really excited about it. In the meantime, though, we're going to get to some guest leads. Who is up first this morning? Sir, step right up. Good morning and hello. What's your name?
Good morning. My name is Greg.
Griff is going to try. You got to put that mic close to your face. There you go. Yes, good morning.
All right, my name is Greg.
Greg.
And this lead is about two sides agreeing. Before I get booze, go Celtics, go Red Sox.
Yes.
But I'm from upstate New York, big Buffalo Bills fan.
Oh.
I know. If they don't make it to the championship game, AFC championship game, I think Bill Belichick is coming to Buffalo, and that's going to be bad news for you guys.
All
right.
I would agree with that. That would be bad news.
All right. Thank you. Good job.
Good job, Greg.
Griff, you just got to turn the speakers down a little bit. You won't get that feedback.
Neil from Nahant.
Oh, Neil. Wait a minute. Okay. Neil, roadshow regular Neil from Nahant. Did you bicycle down here?
Yesterday. But yesterday, did like a 40.
Okay. How much?
40 miles.
40 miles.
A little
40
sticky.
Miles.
Yeah.
How old are you
miles.
Again?
Okay.
83.
83.
Years old. Wow, just a couple years older than Greg.
I got a shot.
You don't look a day over 70.
I got a shout out for everybody doing the Pan Mass Challenge tomorrow.
Yes.
And I want to ask the weather smoke, what's the weather look like for
tomorrow? It's going to be hot.
I think it might be a little rainy, but I hope.
Sunday it's going to rain.
I've done it three times, and I did it in the rain once, and it wasn't pleasant. But a buddy of mine said, think of all the kids that, you know, day and a five are getting treatment and, you know, chemo and everything. So it was a good day. You know, 6 hours, we could handle it. But good luck to everybody.
You're the best, Neil.
All right, Neil. All right, Neil.
Thank you for the flowers, too.
Neil's the man.
I would wish great luck to Curtis's arch enemy, my cousin David. he and his wife, Paula.
Paula is a saint.
They are participating. They've done it for years, and they're doing the Pan Mass Challenge.
He would send you a message and say he would prefer his wife mentioned first.
good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What is your name?
Name is Kevin.
Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
From here?
From Dartmouth, but I work in Fall River. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks for having us. We love it down here. This place is the best.
Pleasure's all mine. Wiggy, you look very nervous.
Yeah, he's.
I don't know if it's the dispensary last night, maybe, or if it's the boat coming.
No, I think it's knowing that we're going to be doing about $1.75 on the water. Courtney and I, though, we're all right, though.
Yeah.
We'll make it.
Don't drink too much coffee.
Sinking ship is actually going to be proven.
I got two things really quick. One is a sports take, and one is a recommendation on food in the area. First,
okay.
Curtis, I'm a Jets fan. Don't boo me. I'm a Jets fan. Last week you said the Jets defense was equivalent to the Pats. Couldn't be more wrong. Now, a very reputable site, PFT, says Jets have 5 players in the top 10 at their positions. Pats have 1. They actually have 2, but Judon's not even going to play for your team. So the Jets defense, way better than the Pats defense. Let's be serious.
What are they basing that on? Christian Gonzalez getting hurt last year?
Watching the games. In the
PFF game. Or PFT? PFT is Pro Football
Talk. I understand. But either way.
Okay.
Don't fact check me on that.
Okay? I won't.
Don't fact check me. Second of all, food.
So do you think your Jets win the division?
Yeah, I mean, 10 wins, 10, 11 wins. That's fantastic.
I hate to throw this monkey wrench into your take, but I just looked at the Jets' schedule. They open Monday night in San Francisco.
Okay. Okay.
Absolutely brutal way to start the season. They got to fly back to New York.
Yeah.
Then they got to go to Tennessee that next Sunday, and then they're hosting the Patriots on a short week on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Could be 1-2 after that 3.
0-5. All right. Anyway, we'll get to that. I'll come back. I'll call back
in
October, November.
Yeah.
Food recommendation. There's 2 very lovely sandwich shops in Fall River. Marcucci's and Marzilli's. Write that down.
Okay.
You want to go to Marzilli's. Sorry, guys. Marzilli's, the better bread. They got the better bread, same meats. Marzilli, great sandwich. Nice Italian, mixed peppers, take it on the boat, go for a ride. It's a beautiful sandwich.
Okay.
Great job.
Great lead. Fantastic.
I have a question, Greg.
Yes.
Why is it that this area is so full of New York fans? There's a lot of
proximity, maybe?
I don't know, but I always feel like the Fall River area is almost half like Giants fans, half Patriots fans.
Because Rhode Island, I feel like, is more of a New York type of vibe than it is a Boston vibe.
I see high-pitched Jeff is here this morning. Hello, Jeff. Right.
Good morning, everybody. How are we?
What's happening?
Not much, buddy. Just sweating. You forget to mention that it's humid out, Curtis.
It is humid.
Oh, let me write that down.
Yeah, humid. It's humid.
So I want to take a page out of the great Spaz. Hey, Greg, can I get 2 tickets for tonight's Metallica concert on the yellow line?
Chime, do we have any tickets?
For tonight's show? No.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
sorry,
man.
All right. Sorry.
All right.
We love you, Spaz.
You want to go to Journey and Def Leppard with Chime? Maybe he has an extra ticket for you.
Fake Journey. Filipino Journey.
Not the same thing.
Joe Elliott doesn't have the voice anymore.
Same thing.
I can drum with my one hand, too.
Yeah. All right. So was that it? That was your lead?
All right.
All right, lead, looking for tickets.
All right.
All right. Anybody else?
Oh, God.
That's it on guest leads?
That is
Curtis,
it.
You're right.
Well, I thought I just got stung by a bee.
You're not allergic, are you?
No. But in my life, I stepped on bee's nest twice.
What?
Oh, wow.
Really?
Unbelievable. I think my dad did it on purpose.
Yeah.
When do they usually have bees nests on the ground?
Dover, there's lots of bees. Remember after Hurricane Bob, bees everywhere. Crazy time.
There are bees in the ground. Well, you have to be. Absolutely have to be aware of that. Let's get to Jen from Southern Maine, my adopted home continent. Hello, Jen.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking me.
Of course. What's up?
So listen, I pledged that I wouldn't call in for a while. I've been listening to the intro song, and I want to give a little feedback.
Okay, yeah.
So I like the ringside vibe, but I'm imagining, like a lot of other New Englanders, I'm so missing the Tom Brady let's go. It was like a rally every day for work.
Oh, all right.
Brings me back to a sweet time. I just want to put it out there.
That's a good point.
Great call, Jen.
Shine maybe can add that, maybe.
I think he could definitely add that.
He could add that, yeah.
Yeah, I could throw that back in. I've seen other people that dislike it as well. So, you know, it's, you know, mixed reviews all the way across
like
the board.
Feedback is more like the new intro or don't like the new intro?
It seems very 50-50.
Yeah. I mean, you could go back at some point to tick, 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 tock, boom, but I like mixing
tick,
it
tick.
Up.
Tick, tick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I would say it is shocking how well we've gotten in terms of getting to this point with the open. We tried this a couple times. We didn't even make it out of the first day changing up that open. So I think Jen,
I like the new
job.
Open, but I think we could take a few important parts from the original and bring
add
it
those
in.
Back to
with this bed.
Yeah.
All right. We are at the Tipsy Seagull here in Fall River, and it is a Flex Friday. Coming up, we are going to get to Courtney in today's news. And then at 9 o'clock, Wiggy and Courtney will get on Outer Limits SB 43, and Wiggy will overcome his fear, hopefully will overcome his fear of going very fast on the water. Is that your biggest irrational fear?
I don't know. My sea legs ain't working right now. I feel like I'm getting a little like seasick just thinking about it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Are we going to have audio of this boat?
I'm getting hot. Maybe it's just hot out here.
It is hot. It is warm.
Drink some water.
I don't know if it's the nerves or the heat.
What are you feeling?
Just like, you know, when you get on the boat and you're like, you get that.
Butterflies in the
you get the water mouth.
I feel shaky. You have the water
dry
mouth.
Mouth.
Right now?
Why do you call it
because
water mouth?
Because anybody who's ever gotten sick, right before you get the water mouth, and that's when you know, like, all right,
wait, you're
Uncle Earl.
It's an hour and a half away. The boat's not even here yet.
I know,
Uncle Earl.
I'm a little shaky.
Is it?
You're shaky.
Yeah, and like the more we talk about it.
Well, okay, we're supposed to avoid the topic? I mean, you're getting on a boat.
Oh, I know. I'm excited, kind of.
It might be the barge that we're on.
Huh? Yeah, it is.
I might
shaky.
Have to get back on.
The barge moves like an inch an hour. The boat is going to go 180 miles an hour. If you're getting seasick at the Tipsy Seagull, it's a real problem.
It feels like we're on a tectonic plate.
Are we going to get audio? Do we have audio, Griff, for this?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to do our best. I mean, it depends on how far out we go. But you're gonna take your camera.
Yes, and then Eamon and I have figured out I'm going to bring two phones. One I'm hopefully going to stick on some type of surface.
Okay.
That will be
That'll be important for when we do the crash reconstruction.
Yes.
Right, thank you. And we actually have a notary coming to make sure that your last will and testament are properly organized.
Give everything to Santo and Harry.
Oh.
But no, one will be used for the Twitch live stream, and then another will just be recording for us to post on social media later.
How does Mrs. Wiggins feel about this?
She's kind of like, whatever. I done gave up a long time.
Yeah. She's like, it's been a great ride.
Yes.
Make sure the insurance is
cool. It is there.
The insurance is all set.
I don't know if, like I said, if it's the nerves or it's just hot out here.
You're getting sick.
I'm getting a little. The barge is a little like.
Okay.
I haven't felt it move in quite a bit.
Land.
I told you, I don't have great sea legs.
No.
Yeah,
I'm not a seaman.
I understand.
For whatever reason.
Long way to get there.
Can we get you something? Would you like a ginger ale?
What's the thing they stick on the back of their ears?
Dramamine?
Is that what they do? Yeah, does that work?
Anybody have any Dramamine? Or
make you drowsy, though?
Does that really work, the thing they stick on?
I'm sure somebody has Dramamine.
Don't they have those wristbands people wear?
Yeah, the wristbands.
Yeah, you can do the wristband. You can do Dramamine.
It'd get you a Livestrong wristband.
I would. Most of these people probably have Adderall.
Yeah. That'll have me wired.
All right.
Might stay on the clock.
9 o'clock is when Wiggy and Courtney will make their maiden voyage on Outer Limits from the Tipsy Seagull. All right. It's a Flex Friday with a whole bunch of incredible people from the South Coast. You guys, you're unbelievable. We are gonna get to Courtney in today's news next.
It's time for...
She knows so long as she was denied, her freedom can never be secured.
The news.
technically not supposed to be here.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Maybe they were surveying him. Surveillancing.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with five locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Terminator is a quadruped robot.
On WEEI.
At the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River, a Flex Friday, and it is going to be hard not to come back here next year.
Oh, my God.
Come back this summer one more time.
And if something goes wrong, it could be the final resting spot of a couple of people.
That is true. Yes. Yeah. If you do nothing else today on a beautiful Friday, I would make sure that you're watching this show on Twitch at 9 or on YouTube at 9, because Courtney and Wiggy will put their lives into the hands of a boat captain. So that is coming up at 9. But right now, we got to get to this morning's news.
After a months-long negotiation between the U.S. and Russia, a historic prisoner swap, the Biden administration announced yesterday it had secured the release of three American citizens from Russia as part of a 24-person prisoner swap, one of the largest since the end of the Cold War. We can hear from President Biden.
Moments ago, the families and I are able to speak to them on the telephone from the Oval Office. They're out of Russia. Earlier today, they were flown to Turkey, and soon they'll be wheels up on their way home to see their families. This is an incredible relief for all the family members gathered here. It's a relief to the friends and colleagues all across the country who've been praying for this day for a long time.
If you had been in prison in Russia for years, what would be the first thing that you would want upon arrival on American soil?
Food-wise?
Food.
Shower.
Shower.
A hug from my mom.
A hug from... Food-wise, what would you want?
Food, like McDonald's.
McDonald's?
Really?
Yeah, wow. Like I would... Well, I mean, and then like a great steak dinner, but when you arrive there, the drive home, I'd be like, let's get a McFlurry.
That would be what you would like, is McDonald's.
And then a nice dinner with like caviar.
Wiggy, I don't want to mention food to you at this point. It might cause a problem, but...
Yeah. I don't think that's the first thing I'll be looking for.
All day, every day, chicken nugget.
okay.
Get wheels. Up and it land on U.S. soil. How long have I been in a Russian jail for?
If you were in a Russian prison for 5 years, do you think Mrs. Wiggins would wait for you? Or would she...
5 years?
Or would she move on?
No, I think she waits five years.
She would wait for you?
Yeah.
You know what's a sneaky good movie about that is Castaway. Like when he gets back. And
yes.
Like that was actually... I mean, it took a way too long to get there.
Right.
Yeah. Decent movie.
Yeah, not bad.
I know you don't like Tom Hanks.
I can't stand American Treasure Tom Hanks. What's next?
State legislature failed to act on the new Revs Stadium yesterday, so we're going to have to wait to see, you know, when or if there will be a Revs Stadium up in the city. Lawmakers were unable to come to an agreement on the economic development bill's passage, leaving the Revolution's latest stadium effort on uncertain ground. Mm. The Crafts released a statement in part saying the economic development bill... Oh, shoot. That's not what the... We had a little bit of an issue with getting here it is. Deeply disappointed that the House would not take up this legislation on its own and that the legislature was unable to act on major legislation at the end of this session.
Well, so, I mean, I don't know.
What do they do, the people that work in the legislature?
They try to find ways with all of these kinds of bills to get money for their own district or to get things that they want that don't have anything to do with the building a new stadium. But I don't understand. What else are you going to do with that land over there? It's Everett wants it. I think the fans, like, don't the Revs fans, a lot of them live in the city.
Right.
They want to be able to get, they can't count on public transportation to get to Fox.
Just got
to
grease somebody a little bit more. That's what this is.
Why do you have to? I mean,
but think about how hard it is to drive anywhere. We went to the preseason game last year, right? It's August. It's not peak travel. It took 2 hours.
Right.
So if you want to go to get people to your events, then you need to make it somewhat convenient,
so
especially soccer.
If you can't get a stadium built in Everett for the New England Revolution, you think you're going to be able to get a new arena built when Larry Ellison buys the Celtics?
That's going to be the most telling tale, because if the Celtics are able to pull through and immediately, you know, get land and figure this out, then it's going to be somebody who's just against the refs, or that they're not getting greased enough, Wiggy said.
Well, there was there was real issues with Tommy Finneran and the Rebs and the Crafts when they were trying to build a stadium in the Seaport, which would have been amazing.
Yeah, it would have been.
And it was all about, you know, doing that. But I think the Celtics fans will be more vocal than Rebs fans.
Yeah.
And that'll be likely what gets it done.
All right.
Massachusetts businesses with more than 25 employees must disclose salary ranges when posting jobs now. Bad day for Ken Laird that this is going to have to be, you know, reported now. It's under a new bill signed into law on Wednesday. The new law also protects a worker's right to ask their employer for the salary range when applying for a job or seeking a promotion. This should have been done years and years and years ago.
Bad news for Greg, because his salary takes two pages.
So if you're applying for a job, when you say this should have been done.
Of course it should have been done.
The fact that they are able to post jobs and they could have been paying somebody, you know, $80,000, and then they're hiring somebody, and then they're paying this person who may be more qualified than the person that they have before, or even better, then they're trying to pay $50,000 because it's better for the business. No, if that's what the job is worth for a company, that's what it should be.
Well, does the person who owns the business have any say in what's better for the business?
Uh-oh.
But I'm talking about the employees, not the employer.
Right.
So I just think that, especially for a woman, if you have a job that's the same and you've got some male counterparts, I want to know what the male counterparts are making and seeing where I fall in that.
Okay. Transparency.
Well, Courtney's getting some applause over here for the ladies.
Ken, I want to know what everybody makes on the show.
Right.
I would, too.
That would be a good segment. Reveal the salary.
Yeah.
Ken?
I think I'd fall over.
I think it's contractually prohibited. I don't know that Ken can reveal what. I think.
Look who all of a sudden is best friends with Ken.
My guess is we're all pretty much in the same kind of area.
Yeah, physically, yes. Yes.
I would say.
We're the difference between Seaport and the rest of the city.
All right.
All right. What's next?
A guy in California opened his passenger side car door while sitting in traffic on the highway because he wanted to stop a guy on a motorcycle from lane splitting. Lane splitting is the most annoying thing.
I hate motorcycles.
Is that a douche move?
By the guy in the car, all day long.
It's also by the motorcyclist, I think.
Is lane splitting in general, motorcycles, moped, e-bike, is that a douche move?
Yes.
No. Why not? Because you're in a vehicle that can do that. You have the ability not to wait in traffic.
Well, my car can go 200 miles an hour. Would I drive it that fast?
No. But you probably would if you had the ability to do it.
But you know what? I heard something, and I don't know if it's true, that motorcycle purchases are down across the board because people in their cars are texting and driving.
Yeah.
And it's become much more dangerous to operate a motorcycle.
They're way down. Yeah,
probably. I'd see that. Yeah, but I don't mind that. I don't mind the lane splitting. Every time a motorcycle goes by me, I'm like, damn, I wish I had a motorcycle.
Wait a minute. Jeez. Are you bringing a shot ski over here on? I don't know if we can do a shot. Look at Ken Laird.
Go for it.
I don't know if people can drink a shot ski on the air.
Yeah,
they look good, though.
The federal government has a real problem with that.
Oh, FCC. I think they got bigger fish to fry.
Ken, what do you think? It's a Flex Friday.
It's just juice. We can tell the audience it's not alcoholic.
Guys, welcome our bland manager, Ken Laird, to the radio show. Hello, Ken.
The best boss in the biz.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
What does Ken make?
The people want a shot ski.
Let's discuss this during the break, can we?
Oh, that means no.
It's a break discussion.
Man. Here, Wiggy, have
we'll
some
do the
juice.
Shot ski for social media. We won't do it on the federal air. Look at Wiggy's.
What do we have here? You don't mind me asking.
Well, she doesn't have a microphone.
That one's Curtis. Okay. That's Curtis.
Cranberry, and what is this? Seagull juice.
Seagull juice. Oof. You want
Seagull juice.
I'm okay. I don't need to.
That's right.
Are you doing this in direct defiance of your boss?
No.
That's what I want to know.
I never defy the boss. I'm not. No. Hey, you know what they say? My mother used to tell me, "Don't bite the hand that feeds you."
Amen. You're ruining the whole point of the shot ski. We're all supposed to stand up with the water ski.
Oh, you do it like that. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah, my bad.
We'll do it.
My bad.
We'll do it after.
Right.
I had no idea. I thought she was bringing them over.
Do it after 10.
I thought it was just the ski thing.
Right.
Okay, all right.
Alrighty.
My bad.
Boy, Ken is the... I would relate Ken as a boss to the parent who, if you're going to go to a party at somebody's house, wants to call and make sure the parents are going to be there for the party. That's what Ken Lear.
Those are good parents.
Yes, they are good parents. All right, we should take a break.
Well, I didn't even get to finish the story.
We continue the news all the time.
Oh, okay, perfect.
We do that. But yeah, you can finish it.
The salary talk.
Yeah. There's audio with it. We should do it after the break. You're right.
We should do it after the break.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Are you okay? You look like you're. Are you?
I'm getting a little nervous.
What? You were so gung-ho about the phone.
I know, and I was so excited about it. And then the more that you're talking about, you know.
Have a shot. You'll feel much better.
That's what I plan on doing, Curtis.
Right, go for it.
I took my medication this morning. I should be even as...
Medications?
Yeah. But only one for anxiety.
But it's like the two of you appear to be ill. Like every time I look at you, it's egging me out. Like what are you getting sick about? You're not even on a boat yet. It's a boat.
We are on.
How do you think the water got here? They took a boat.
Well, as Wiggy's talking about the dock rocking, I'm starting to feel it a little bit.
Okay. All right. I don't understand.
Placebo effect.
All right. It is like that. It's like, It's a weird thing.
You notice that Courtney is unsure about everything, but Ix, she knows every layer back.
Yes, it's very strange.
Courtney just perfectly used placebo effect.
And then the two of you were outside. This happens. Bugs are around. Every time a bug comes around, the two of you go, start slapping.
I don't want to be stung by a bee.
You're not going to be stung by a bee.
Nobody's been stung by
a bee ever here at the Tipsy Seagull.
I love the confidence you say things you have no idea about.
All right, we're going to take a break. Unbelievable Flex Friday. You guys are the best in the world, and we will be right back with the rest of today's news.
It's time for...
She knows so long as she's denied, our freedom can never be secured.
The news.
Technically not supposed to be here.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Maybe they were surveying him. Surveillancing.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Terminator is a quadruped robot.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up when I walked away?
Well, we're back at the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River, a Flex Friday, and it is going to be hard not to come back here next year.
Oh, my God.
Come back this summer one more time.
And if something goes wrong, it could be the final resting spot of a couple of people.
That is true. Yes. Yeah. If you do nothing else today on a beautiful Friday, I would make sure that you're watching the show on Twitch at 9 or on YouTube at 9, because Courtney and Wiggy will put their lives into the hands of a boat captain. So that is coming up at 9. But right now, we got to get to this morning's news.
After a months-long negotiation between the U.S. and Russia, a historic prisoner swap, the Biden administration announced yesterday it had secured the release of 3 American citizens from Russia as part of a 24-person prisoner swap, one of the largest since the end of the Cold War. We can hear from President Biden.
Moments ago, families and I were able to speak to them on the telephone from the Oval Office. They're out of Russia. Earlier today, they were flown to Turkey, and soon they'll be wheels up on their way home to see their families. This is an incredible relief for all the family members gathered here. It's a relief to the friends and colleagues all across the country who've been praying for this day for a long time.
If you had been in prison in Russia for years, what would be the first thing that you would want upon arrival on American soil?
Food-wise?
Food.
Shower.
Shower.
A hug from my mom.
A hug from... Food-wise, what would you want?
A food, like McDonald's.
McDonald's?
Really?
Yeah, wow. Like I would... Well, I mean, and then like a great steak dinner, but when you arrive there, the drive home, I'd be like, let's get a McFlurry.
That would be what you would like, is McDonald's.
And then a nice dinner with like caviar.
Wiggy, I don't want to mention food to you at this point. It might cause a problem, but...
I don't think that's the first thing I'll be looking for.
All day, every day, chicken nugget.
Okay. Get wheels. Right. Up and land on U.S. soil. How long have I been in a Russian jail for?
If you were in a Russian prison for 5 years, do you think Mrs. Wiggins would wait for you? Or would she...
5 years?
Or would she move on?
No, I think she waits five years.
She would wait for
you?
Yeah.
You know what's a sneaky good movie about that is Castaway. Like when he gets back. And
yes.
Like that was actually... I mean, it took a way too long to get there.
Right. Yeah.
Decent movie.
Yeah, not bad.
I know you don't like Tom Hanks.
I can't stand American treasure Tom Hanks. What's next?
State legislature failed to act on the new Revs Stadium yesterday, so we're going to have to wait to see, you know, when or if there will be a Revs Stadium up in the city. Lawmakers were unable to come to an agreement on the economic development bill's passage, leaving the Revolution's latest stadium effort on uncertain ground. Mm. The Crafts released a statement in part saying the economic development bill... Oh, shoot. That's not what the... What the we had a little bit of an issue with getting the... There. Here it is. Deeply disappointed that the House would not take up this legislation on its own and that the legislature was unable to act on major legislation at the end of this session.
Well, so, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
What do they do, the people that work in the legislature?
They try to find ways with all of these kinds of bills to get money for their own district or to get things that they want that don't have anything to do with the building a new stadium. But I don't understand. What else are you going to do with that land over there? It's Everett wants it. Right. I think the fans, like, don't the Revs fans, a lot of them live in the city.
Right.
They want to be able to get, they can't count on public transportation to get to Fox.
Just got
to
grease somebody a little bit more. That's what this is.
Why do you have to?
But think about how hard it is to drive anywhere. We went to the preseason game last year, right? It's August. It's not peak travel. It took 2 hours.
Right.
So if you want to go to get people to your events, then you need to make it somewhat convenient, so especially soccer.
If you can't get a stadium built in Everett for the New England Revolution, you think you're going to be able to get a new arena built when Larry Ellison buys the Celtics?
That's going to be the most telling tale, because if the Celtics are able to pull through and immediately, you know, get land and figure this out, then it's going to be somebody who's just against the Revs or that they're not getting greased enough, Wiggy said.
Well, there was real issues with Tommy Finneran and the Revs and the Crafts when they were trying to build a stadium in the Seaport, which would have been amazing.
Yeah, it would have been.
And it was all about, you know, doing that. But I think the Celtics fans will be more vocal than Revs fans.
Yeah.
And that'll be likely what gets it done.
All right.
Massachusetts businesses with more than 25 employees must disclose salary ranges when posting jobs now. Bad day for Ken Laird that this is going to have to be, you know, reported now. It's under a new bill signed into law on Wednesday. The new law also protects a worker's right to ask their employer for the salary range when applying for a job or seeking a promotion. This should have been done years and years and years ago.
Bad news for Greg, because his salary takes two pages.
So if you're applying for a job, when you say this should have been done.
Of course it should have been done.
The fact that they are able to post jobs and they could have been paying somebody, you know, $80,000, and then they're hiring somebody, and then they're paying this person who may be more qualified than the person that they have before, or even better, then they're trying to pay $50,000 because it's better for the business. No, if that's what the job is worth for a company, that's what it should be.
Well, does the person who owns the business have any say in what's better for the business?
Uh-oh.
But I'm talking about the employees, not the employer.
Right.
So I just think that, especially for a woman, if you have a job that's the same and you've got some male counterparts, I want to know what the male counterparts are making and seeing where I fall in that.
Okay. Transparency.
Well, Courtney's getting some applause over here for the ladies.
Ken, I want to know what everybody makes on the show.
Right.
I would, too.
That would be a good segment. Reveal the salary.
Yeah.
Ken?
I think I'd fall over.
I think it's contractually prohibited. I don't know that Ken can reveal what. I think my guess.
Look who all of a sudden is best friends with Ken.
My guess is we're all pretty much in the same kind of area.
Yeah, physically, yes. Yes.
I would say.
We're the difference between Seaport and the rest of the city.
Right.
All right. What's next?
A guy in California opened his passenger side car door while sitting in traffic on the highway because he wanted to stop a guy on a motorcycle from lane splitting. Lane splitting is the most annoying thing.
I hate motorcycles.
Is that a douche move?
Fight a guy in the car, all day long.
It's also by the motorcyclist, I think.
Is lane splitting in general, motorcycles, moped, e-bike, is that a douche move?
Yes.
No. Why not? Because you're in a vehicle that can do that. You have the ability not to wait in traffic.
Well, my car can go 200 miles an hour. Would I drive it that fast?
No. But you probably would if you had the ability to do it.
But you know what? I heard something, and I don't know if it's true. that motorcycle purchases are down across the board because people in their cars are texting and driving.
Yeah.
And it's become much more dangerous to operate a motorcycle.
They're way down. Yeah,
probably.
They're way down.
Yeah, but I don't mind that. I don't mind the lane splitting. Every time a motorcycle goes by me, I'm like, damn, I wish I had a motorcycle.
Wait a minute. Jeez. Are you bringing a shot ski over here we're on? I don't know if we can do a shot. Look at Ken Laird. Oh,
go for it.
I don't know if people can drink a shot ski on the air.
Yeah,
they look good, though.
The federal government has a real problem with that.
Oh, FCC. I think they got bigger fish to fry.
Ken, what do you think? It's a Flex Friday.
It's just juice. We can tell the audience it's not alcoholic.
Guys, welcome our bland manager, Ken Laird, to the radio show. Hello, Ken.
The best boss in the biz.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
What does Ken make?
The people want a shot ski.
Let's discuss this during the break, can we?
Oh, that means right. No.
It's a break discussion.
Oh, here, Wiggy, have
we'll
some
do the
juice.
Shot ski for social media. We won't do it on the federal air. Look at Wiggy's.
What do we have here? You don't mind me asking.
Well, she doesn't have a microphone.
That one's Curtis. Okay. That's Curtis.
Huh? Cranberry, and what is this? Siegel juice.
Ooh. You want
Siegel juice.
I'm okay. I don't need to.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Are you doing this in direct defiance of your boss?
No.
That's what I want to know.
I never defy the boss. I'm not. No. Hey, you know what they say? My mother used to tell me, "Don't bite the hand that feeds you."
Amen. You're ruining the whole point. Oh, sorry. Shot ski. We're all supposed to stand up with the water ski.
Oh, you do it like that. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah, my bad.
We'll do it.
My bad.
We'll do it after.
Right.
I had no idea. I thought she was bringing them over.
Do it after 10.
I thought it was just the ski thing.
Right.
Okay, all right.
Alrighty.
My bad.
Boy, Ken is the... I would relate Ken as a boss to the parent who, if you're going to go to a party at somebody's house, wants to call and make sure the parents are going to be there for the party. That's what Ken Laird is.
Those are good parents.
Yeah. Yes, they are good parents. All right, we should take a break.
Well, I didn't even get to finish the story.
We continue the news all the time.
Oh, okay, perfect.
We do that. But yeah, you can finish it.
The salary talk.
Yeah. There's audio with it. We should do it after the break. You're right.
We should do it after the break?
Yeah.
Okay, are you okay? You look like you're... Are you...
I'm getting a little nervous.
What are you... You were so gung-ho about the phone.
And I was so excited about it. And then the more that you're talking about, you know.
Have a shot. You'll feel much better.
That's what I plan on doing, Curtis.
Right, go for it.
I took my medication this morning. I should be even as...
Medications?
Yeah. But only one for anxiety.
But it's like the two of you appear to be ill. Like every time I look at you, it's egging me out. Like what are you getting sick about? You're not even on a boat yet. It's a boat.
We are on.
How do you think the water got here? They took a boat.
Well, as Wiggy's talking about the dock rocking, I'm starting to feel it a little bit.
Okay. All right. I don't understand.
Placebo effect.
All right. It is like that. It's like, yeah. It's a weird thing.
You notice that Courtney is unsure about everything, but she knows every layer back.
Yes, it's very strange.
Courtney just perfectly used placebo effect.
And then the two of you were outside. This happens. Bugs are around. Every time a bug comes around, the two of you go, start slapping.
Okay, I don't want to be stung by a bee.
You're not going to be stung by a bee. Nobody's been stung by a bee ever here at the Tipsy Seagull.
I love the confidence you say things you have no idea about.
All right, we're going to take a break. Unbelievable Flex Friday. You guys are the best in the world, and we will be right back with the rest of today's news.